The tax levy cap, which was the hot button topic for municipalities this year. The league, I think, in good faith, what has been asking us for this type of legislation for a few years. And they said, look, if we're going to be on board with getting producing more housing, we need to be able to service these housing, this housing, and not reduce taxes across the board. That defeats the purpose. So we did pass a tax levy cap exemption. I don't even want to call it that. It basically means for a 3-year period, they get to phase this new housing into their tax cap. It doesn't mean the new housing is taxed differently. It doesn't, they have to be taxed the same way existing houses are. But it allows them to build those assessments into that 4% cap. So it gives them some wiggle room to figure out how to budget, how to meet that cap year by year, and to phase in these units. But from a property owner and a developer standpoint, it has no effect. It's just on the municipal side. And then a big one sometimes for a buyer is this idea that your bank would require a zoning certificate. So you'd go pay $25 for a zoning certificate. This is another bill that passed. And the zoning official would say, oh, yeah, your use, your retail use, whatever it is, your two family use is allowed. And then you'd buy the property and close. And then 2 months later, he'd say, oh, I made a mistake. That's actually not true. And you had no recourse. They were informational only, is what the case law said. And you couldn't do anything. So now it makes those zoning certificates binding for the existing use, not for, hey, can I do this in the future with the property? That's, still on the buyer or the property owner to figure out. But for as to the existing use, if that's deemed allowed, that is a binding ruling. And it also, since it is binding, it allows an appeal to be taken from that determination as well. So